Kids, I don't know what's wrong with these kids today. Kids, who can understand anything they say? Kids, they are disobedient, disrespectful.
Welcome to noisy, Stereos crazy, Kills a Kid, sloppy, lazy, the kids advice show hosted by broken kids. People. Me and my co-host Sriracha, we kids, answer real questions from real kids. That's Sriracha. Say hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. And speaking of real questions for real kids, it's a voicemail episode this week.
Yeet.
We have a lot of voicemails lined up, and so, I don't know, I say let's get to it. Let's start helping some kids out. You ready?
Tell them the voicemail line first.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. If you are a kid with a question, you can call our voicemail line at 347-705-7617. That's 347-705-7617. I do want to warn you, because this did happen to a kid. This calls my phone directly. Calls my cell phone directly.
Yeah, that's incredibly stupid that you have it set up like that.
It's kind of funny to me. The other day I did answer the phone because I thought like, maybe this is like a medical bill or something. And it was a kid who was like, I was just calling for advice. And so we gave that kid advice.
I think we really helped that kid.
I think we did too.
Yeah, so it's like playing the lottery. You got a 1 in 5 chance that a Sirius will answer the phone.
I mean, I probably won't because the only phone calls I get are robocalls these days. But actually, I think this kid starts us off. Let's hear it.
Hey, so I'm a 17-year-old stoner, and I need snack advice. Since, you know, I get the munchies a lot. But yeah, I need snack advice. Just give me a list of snacks. That'd be the best advice you could ever get.
Should have cut it off there.
Crunchy Cheetos. Fucking hate Crunchy Cheetos.
What do you expect? Brevity?
What did we say? 30 seconds?
We did say, please leave your calls for 30 seconds. But
okay, so he doesn't like crunchy Cheetos, and I wasn't listening to hear whether or not he likes all crunchy, or he dislikes all crunchy snacks, or just crunchy Cheetos, but I'm going to say he doesn't like crunchy snacks. What's your favorite snack to eat while high?
Bugles. I can't eat them while not high.
Why?
Because they're so oily, they just make my stomach feel like it. They just make me feel like barf when I eat them. But the problem is they're so much fun. You could put them on your fingers, those little cones. They've got a satisfying crunch. They smell good. Yeah. When I'm stoned, I'll like eat anything. I'll eat like a tire iron when I'm stoned. But how about you?
I'm a big fan of ordered any type of takeaway. I really, really like Taco Bell when I'm high. I love McDonald's. I just really like fast food in general. And I think the fattiness of it is amplified when you're stoned. I sympathize with you, 17-year-old who didn't tell us your name, because I also get very, very hungry when I'm high. I will sit there and I will just look up. I was doing this the other day. I would just look up videos of food, like people making sushi. I got real stoned the other night when you were gone and watched half of an entire series on, because I was sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, I really want to see some ramen noodles because this was like 3 in the morning.
Excellent.
So I couldn't order ramen noodles. So I guess the next best thing is going on Netflix and seeing if there's a noodle making documentary or something. And I ended up watching 3 episodes of this show called Midnight Diner, which was entirely in Japanese about this dude who runs a diner that's only open from midnight to 6 a.m. and the crazy characters that come in and eat at the diner.
I want to go to the Midnight Diner.
Yeah, me too.
That sounds fantastic.
I want to go to the Midnight.
Is the Midnight Diner, like, who's the craziest character that came in? Was there like an Elvis impersonator or a prospector digging for gold?
No, it's not crazy like that. It's crazy like people come and sit down and then they have the most bizarre connections to one another. Like the first episode, for example, the first episode was about a gentleman who was a radio announcer, and he happens to be just get off his shift and he's eating, and a woman taxi driver comes in and they share a meal and they start talking, and the radio announcer realizes that this woman was an actor and was the actor for his favorite childhood show. And he outs her on the radio, and she gets real mad at him and says stuff like, that's a part of my life that I never want to go back to and stuff. I don't remember. I was very baked, but it seemed like a good show.
Pretty heavy shit is happening at the Midnight Diner.
Yeah, I like Taco Bell just in general, but my favorite thing to eat when high on drugs from Taco Bell is they make these fantastic... I don't know if they make the Pop Rocks version anymore, but you know those slushies?
Yeah.
They do some awesome slushies there, and you can get them for $2 during happy hour, which is 2 to 4. So if you feel like you're getting stoned before 2 to 4, go in and get the watermelon or the Skittles-flavored slushie. They're very good. They're very sweet.
I don't think they still make the Pop Rocks variant, because I remember going with you one time, asking if they had the Pop Rocks thing. And the kid was very, very confused. And he asked someone, and then they asked someone, and eventually they were like, no more Pop Rocks.
But they have the disgusting watermelon one that literally has watermelon seeds in it.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, uh-huh. Because I ordered one the other day, and the guy at the counter says to me, do you want the seeds with it? And I said, I'm sorry, what? And the guy says, yeah, they're supposed to come with seeds. And I say, yeah, give me the seeds. And it's just a bag of watermelon seeds expect me to consume.
Watermelon seeds are technically edible. I mean, you don't eat around the seeds when you eat a big slice of watermelon.
You're not supposed to be eating them, though. You're supposed to spit them out, like cherry pits.
Really?
Yes. Look this up.
Okay, hold on. I'll look it up right now. All right. Should I eat watermelon seeds? Wait a minute. Like chia seeds and flax seeds, watermelon seeds contain nutrients such as vitamin B, potassium, magnesium, and zinc, which studies have linked with various health benefits. They're also a good source of healthy fats and protein. After that, you can eat them as a healthy snack, although they will immediately turn your blood to poison and kill you. Now I'm confused.
Man, I was so with you for a while there, because I've definitely heard that they are poison.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me just look up, are watermelon seeds poison?
They're poison in the same way that poppy seeds are poison, in that you're fine if you eat a little bit of it, but if you eat an entire truck of watermelon seeds, you'll die.
Right, exactly. Like how if you were to eat an entire field of almonds, you would die of arsenic poisoning.
Right.
But you'd probably die way before that of not being able to breathe
right,
because you have too many
you
almonds in your mouth.
Put a tuna up your butt, you would die of mercury, but eating a tuna sandwich is okay.
I'm sorry. Are you butt-chugging tuna salad when I'm not around?
No, I think you're confused. I said a tuna, not tuna salad. You take the fish and you put it up there and it goes...
So a live tuna.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? We're not helping this kid at all. He
put
knows
a live
Taco
tuna
Bell.
Into your anus.
Here's what... What did you tell him to do?
Put a live tuna into your anus.
Do not do that, 17-year-old kid who is trusting us with his life. Here's what I would suggest you do. Because you know what? You know you like Twix bars. You know you like candy bars. By the way, I think my favorite Hershey bar is the cookie and cream.
Me too.
I really like the cookie and cream. It's been on the market for 20 years. I feel like it's a real sleeper of a candy bar. I love it.
Remember for Valentine's Day last year, I tried to make cookies and cream covered strawberries, but I guess the concept of burning chocolate totally evaded me.
Yeah.
And I ended up with a clay type material.
Yeah, it was great. I just ripped that goo off of the foil and shoved big chunks of it into my mouth. Remember how much fun we had? It was great.
Yeah.
But let me give you some alternative advice, 17-year-old kid, so you don't end up like a big fat fatty. Go to the grocery store and find, like, the lowest calorie possible rice cake thing you can find. Now they're making these weird, like, puffed rice abominations at these health food stores.
Rice cakes. Nobody wants to eat rice cakes when they're baked.
Well, look. Look, I'm just putting this out there. He doesn't have to take... Look. Yeah, go eat a Twix bar. Go have... If you've got the munchos, get some Funyuns. Like, everyone knows that advice.
Once again, saying things in a stupid voice does not make them not legitimate.
Those are all completely legitimate snacks.
Here's a better idea, kid.
You didn't let me finish.
Okay, finish your dumb, stupid rice cake idea.
Thank you. But look, there are now things that are, like, crazier than just rice cakes. Because those rice cakes have 45 calories each. Remember that one time I brought home those, like, thick, puffed corn abominations called, like, magic rice?
No, what?
Yeah, a whole bag of them has, like, 250 calories. When you're stoned, a lot of times you're just mindlessly eating Because you're not actually hungry. The munchies are actually because you're dehydrated. And the reason you're dehydrated is that you just inhaled a bunch of fucking smoke. So, kid, if you don't want to grow up to be a big fat fatty, go to the health food store, find the thing that has the lowest calories but gives you the most, and then you'll just sit there eating it until you can't eat anymore.
Celery. You could do celery. You could put peanut butter on celery. I was going to say, get some Americanized sushi.
Yeah.
Because that is... I feel like when I'm high, I did it again. When I'm high, I very much like fatty food. Mm-hmm. And I think that a California roll just obliterated with mayonnaise.
Yes.
That sriracha mayonnaise sauce that they do with it would just be the best. I love spicy tuna rolls with it now. So I would recommend that you go for a weird type of American sushi roll. Like get a Philadelphia roll, which I think has cream cheese in it for because God knows why.
Yeah.
And just obliterate it with sriracha mayo.
And speaking of sriracha, remember the other day when I got a big bag of carrot sticks and we would just cover them with sriracha and eat them?
Yeah, that was a great and healthy snack.
We have to do that again. If we were stoned, if every time we got stoned, we just ate carrot sticks with sriracha on them, we'd be the healthiest stoners in Brooklyn.
How much do you think it would hurt if I poured sriracha up my butt?
You've been asking a lot of these questions lately, and I'm not being ironic. Sriracha, earlier today, you're like, what would happen if I put berries up my butt? Or what would happen if I put berries up your butt, Asterios? So you suggested I do
never
it.
Said I wanted to put them in my butt. I said I wanted to put them into your butt.
Oh, agreed.
Get it right.
But on the train, did you not again talk about how you wanted to put sparkling water in your butt?
Yeah, but I have a new plan for the sparkling water.
I'm listening.
I'm going to get one of those big 1 liter bottles. I'm going to wrap just the tip into my butt. And then I'm going to, it's open already,
okay.
Obviously.
No cap.
Yeah. And then I'm going to get on my hands and knees and go into a frog yoga position.
Mm-hmm.
And that will cause the bubbles to get bubbly. And I won't have to do any work getting it up there. I feel like someone somewhere has already done this.
Didn't you Google this once and find a woman who put a regular water bottle in her anus?
Yeah.
But it wasn't sparkling water.
It was not sparkling water, so it doesn't count.
Sriracha has this thing, and we should really move on to the next voicemail.
Yeah, let's go
but
to the next.
But Sriracha has been saying she wants sparkling water put inside her rectum.
Don't you think it would feel good?
She says because it would feel good to have, quote, bubble friends up there.
That's weird that you cut it out when I'm too sad, but you won't cut this out.
I'll cut this out.
Me putting, no. Leave the bubble friends out there.
Okay, leave it out or cut it?
No, I want it in. I want it in because I want somebody to try it and report back how your bubble friends treat you.
Anyone who's 21 years or older who wants to try this, we will send you a waiver that indemnifies us of legal responsibility.
And we'll also send you $100.
I'm not paying $100 for this.
$50.
I'll send them a t-shirt and a book.
A free t-shirt signed by both of us.
Okay.
$50 from Sarancho and a porg.
Okay.
Not one of our personal porgs, but I'll buy you a porg. And I'll put a big red bow on him and send him, and his name will be Sparkling Water.
Sparkles.
Sparkles.
Sparkles, the porg that you bought with your butt.
So please, someone, first come, first serve. I'm only buying one butt porg.
All right. Well, let's see if we can help another kid. Zero down, many to go. So far, we've helped nobody.
Hey, Sriracha and Asterios. Socializing has turned into a chore.
Yup.
And, I don't know what to do, but I found my local Dick Show chapter, but I can't go on the amazing bar crawls with Lettuce Jones and them because I'm not 21.
Oh.
What's your guys' suggestions? They said I should get a fake ID, but how do I get away with that? Also, how do I not get liquor poisoning when drinking with professionals?
How do I not get...
Yeah, you say that socializing is a chore. Yeah, welcome to life beyond age 6. It's not fun anymore.
Oh my God. For a long time, I used this productivity app where, I would get rewards for engaging in good, healthy behaviors. And one of the things I got rewards for was successfully completing a social engagement.
What app was that?
It was called Habitica.
You don't use it anymore?
Sometimes. It's just, I kind of fallen off the wagon. I really like Habitica. I've fallen off the wagon a little bit. But, you know, I made plans with someone. I put it in my calendar. They put it in their calendar. That's not even the beginning of the hassle. Then, because the day of, one of you is going to text the other one, I can't make it.
And then the other one will be equally, incredibly excited.
Exactly.
Because they had no intention of going.
Right. It's like a socializing as an adult is a weird game of Russian roulette where it's like, I really hope they back out before I back out.
Right. It's just waiting to see who's going to back out of your plans first. I would like to know, caller, did caller tell us his name?
No.
I don't think he did. Caller, where are you located? Because a lot of the time, I don't think many, unless you are really living in a one-horse town, I would be very surprised if every bar in your area cards. Because a lot of them do not. And all you need to do is just stay away from the bar area. You hit up Lettuce Jones, you say, hey, Lettuce Jones, I'll Venmo you. Can you just go buy me a beer? And then you take a seat at a table and wait for all the guys to come back. And then if anybody confronts you, you say, oh, damn, left my ID in my other pants. And they're probably going to kick you out. But you can get a fake ID pretty, not easily, but I know where to get them. Am I allowed to tell them where to get them?
Sure.
There's a website called reallygoodfakes.com. I swear to God I'm not making that up. Let's see if they're still in operation.
All right, I'll look them up. You keep talking.
Reallygoodfakes.com makes very, very convincing fake IDs, and they also scan. So you can get into the strictest of venues will scan your ID. And you want them to scan it because if they're not scanning it, there's a chance you're going to get a hardened bartender who knows a fake ID just by the feel of it.
Right.
Or something. You want the novice bouncer that doesn't give a shit at the door to scan. And the fun fact is when they mail them to you at Really Good Fakes, they mail them to you in sewn into a teddy bear that you have to cut open to receive the ID. And then when it scans, because I've tried scanning, I didn't have one, but I knew somebody that did have one from this website, tried scanning it, and it'll scan. And when they scan your ID, they just see that it scans.
Right.
They don't see what it comes up as.
Yes.
So we got one of those barcode readers apps on somebody's phone and scanned it, and it scans as a rice cooker. And the barcode is a rice cooker from Amazon.
That's, honey, this is the fastest we've ever answered a question, and I love it. I'm at the website. It redirects to something called fakeyourdrank.com. Fake your drank, DRANK. For example, a Washington ID, $80 for one person.
Oh, their price have went down since.
It has advanced scanner pass, micro print, UV, and OVI holography. They're showing it to me under a black light. There's holograms on it. It's got a barcode in the back. They take Bitcoin. They take Litecoin.
Of course they do. So here's my recommendation to you, caller. First of all, we're going to Artard proof this for you. Don't use your real name. Don't use your real address. They're going to ask you to fill out a form. Don't use your real name. Nothing real associated with you. Go on Zillow and look up an apartment building and write that down as your address. Make up a fake name. Go to a place where they sell passport photos. You can get it done for $5. It takes 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Get a passport photo and send that in as your... You can get it done at CVS.
Yeah, or Walgreens. Right. Yes, exactly.
Send that in as your photo. Bada bing, bada boom, you got a rice cooker ID.
It looks like they've got Washington, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Oregon. Like, wow. All right.
No shit. She's really expanded her business. When I knew her, she was only doing Connecticut and Washington.
Yeah. Go get yourself a fake ID and go to these bars and don't... Actually, wait.
And then the next question was how not to die of liquor poisoning.
Okay, well, hold on. Wait. We need to cover our asses here. This is all satirical. Don't do any of this.
Right. These IDs are not meant to be used. They are novelty IDs. It's that's what the website says.
You know, it's like when you get an ID that says McLovin on it, like at a novelty store.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. So don't do the...
This would never work. Don't actually do it.
Don't underage drink.
Don't underage drink. It's not good.
It's not good. But I say we move on. I love that we killed it. Oh, and then, like, don't drink like an asshole.
Put the alcohol into your anus.
Don't. That's also satirical. Just stick to Bud Light. Have a Bud Light or two. Bud Light's very low alcohol content. It's cheap. Remember, you're not there to get drunk. You could get drunk in your parents' basement. You're there to socialize and talk and party.
Drink Smirnoff Light dessert flavors.
Okay.
They're going to call you the P word for ordering it, but I love those. Smirnoff makes this fantastic line of dessert-flavored low-calorie vodkas that are, in my opinion, incredibly good. I can drink them straight. They only have 70 calories a shot, and you get fun drunk off of them. I have not drank this in quite a long time, but I remember getting fun drunk off of those, which is... You can remember everything that happens, but you're kind of stumbling around. Like you can't control your motor movements as well as you might like, and you might talk a little bit too much, but you don't black out drinking Smirnoff Dessert Light.
Well, how many Smirnoff Dessert Lights are you drinking?
That was the first time I ever got drunk, was off those that... Wait, Smirnoff? Yeah, Smirnoff.
Yeah.
I would say have two or three.
Yeah. That's it. Again, there's no... this. It's not a contest. It's not like, oh, the more you drink, the more manly you are. The more you drink, the more fun you'll have. If anything, often, the more you drink, the less fun you'll have. You want to stay, like, in that one drink an hour zone. Now, here's the thing. You're going to be nervous because other people are going to be drinking. Drink. Get a Bud Light. Drink it slow. Get a water. Sip on that, too.
Yeah.
And my favorite of the Smirnoff dessert vodkas is peppermint. They sell it around Christmas. It's like, it's vodka that tastes like a candy cane.
It is really, really good.
All right, let's get to the next voicemail.
Hello. This call is officially a final notice from the Internal Revenue Service.
Oh, no.
The reason of this call is to inform you that IRS is filing a lawsuit against you.
Another lawsuit!
To get more information about this case, please call immediately on our department number.
What call?
I love these scams.
242.
Wait.
5575.
913.
I repeat.
242.
We should call him back right now. Fly better.
242-5575.
5575.
Thank you.
Is there a way we can call this kid through the computer so we can both talk to him?
Yeah, I'm gonna call them right now. I mean, this kid clearly needs our help. All right, hold on. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Oh. So I guess I'm just going to jail.
I guess so. Man, there were only a partnership that the IRS had maybe with the Apple Corporation. Like, wouldn't it be great if you could settle the lien on your account by buying iTunes gift cards?
That would be fantastic, because that's convenient. I know where to get those down at the Walgreens.
Right. It takes forever to wire money, and you got to pay Western Union fees, but you can just go down to CVS, and you can buy iTunes gift cards, and you could not tell the cashier what they're for.
Right.
They're for personal use, because I think you're legally not allowed to tell them what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
And then the matter could be resolved in a matter of minutes. You get your tax lien taken off of you. The Apple Corporation gets to put more money back into the economy. Everybody wins. Man, if only we could settle our IRS debts with Apple gift cards.
Look, as soon as this recording's done, and look, every fiber of my being is telling me to run down to Walgreens right now, buy a bunch of Apple gift cards, scratch them off, and email whoever this is the codes. I'm going to, for the sake of the listeners, I will not do that. I will do that after the recording.
Okay, that's really generous of you, because you realize the IRS could bust your door down at any moment.
I'm fully expecting them to, but hopefully they're fans. All right, let's listen to the next one.
All right, this is Cringe the Edgelord from Curious Skills Kid. And I was just here to say, Asterios, man, you mentioned that you talked to some guy that claims to be him on Discord. Well, that is a phony-ass imposter, and, you know, that is... I'm sure he's probably saying some slanderous-ass things, all right? I'm going to go now, and I believe David Clegg is outside of my house, so see you around.
Oh, no! That's the left... So, okay, so Cringe the Edgelord called us to tell us that there's an imposter Cringe the Edgelord in the Discord. But what if this is the imposter Cringe the Edgelord? Which one do I shoot? Or, I mean, give advice to?
You gotta ask each one of them.
All right, let's... Oh, wait, I'm sorry, you had something, sorry.
Yeah, can we plan, if there's ever a mishap like that, can we plan what we're gonna say to figure out what the real Sarantia or Asterios would say?
Okay.
Like, if we're ever in an evil twin, shoot her, not me, situation, what can I say that is something that only the real Asterios would know and tell me the answer?
Say, my name is Sarantia and I have crippling depression.
No. I'm asking you.
Oh, like, what would I
have
say?
The gun. Yeah. No, I have the gun and there's two Asterioses. What can I say to help me differentiate which one is the real you?
Okay. My name is Asterios and I have No, hold on. What can I say?
Asterios, I don't think you understand this, what the role-playing scenario is.
Okay. I understand. You're saying what's something that only we would know.
Right.
Okay. I guess I would say we have 14 porgs. Their names are Wallard, Smallard, Tollard, Jeremy, Chonk, Asterios Porkinos, Dr. Pepper,
your
Lieutenant
twin
Dan.
Absolutely knows all the names of our porgs.
Wait, who?
Your evil twin absolutely knows all the names of the porgs.
How the hell are they going to know that? We haven't talked about Flappy at all on any of our podcasts.
Yeah, we need to review Flappy.
I love Flappy. Flappy hangs out with me at my desk.
Mine would be an easy one because the real Sarantia would never turn down an opportunity to be killed.
Wow.
Just shoot the one that's telling you not to shoot her.
All right, Cringe the Edgelord, hope we helped you. All right, this next one is David from Wisconsin.
Uh-oh.
Hi, this is David from Wisconsin. I'm 17, and I'm going into my senior year of high school. And Asterios, I was just wondering, how do I pick a college?
Oh, Google number one party college 2018.
Google cheapest college of 2018.
Google cheapest party college. Cheapest party college state-run school scholarships. Drinking scholarships.
Google scholarships. Oh, man. Have I ever told you the most hilarious story I learned from college? I had a pal in college who... She went to high school with a gentleman who filmed a music video... A music video while he was still in high school. He had a party and he made the party the scene of the music video because he was a rapper.
Classic.
And it was called, oh my God, what was it called? Hang on, give me 30 seconds.
Wait.
I need to remember the name of this because I'm going to say the real name.
You take,
it was great.
You take 30 seconds. I'm going to go get myself a whiskey and Diet Coke. Do you want one?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm probably going to cut this out, but I got to see this because I want you all to see this music video because it was amazing. Oh, I found it, Asterios. Can we watch this music video live?
Yes, hold on. Yeah. You want to come around?
No, because I've seen this so many times, I actually haven't memorized it. Okay, welcome back.
Did you remember the name of the video?
Yes, it was by a gentleman rapper named Showa Time, and it's called... All Night. Now, there's a little bit of lore surrounding this video that I have to tell you about, first of all. So, a gentleman, Showa Time, goes to the high school of one of the girls I went to college with, and their big scandal in the school, I feel like everybody's high school had one big scandal that everybody remembers, no matter what grade they were in, and how even tangentially related to the incident they were. When my high school was the band teacher having sex with the student. But this high school, this gentleman, Showa Time, makes this music video and has a party. He has a big party at his house.
Okay.
It features marijuana use, underage drinking, just the works.
Awesome. And this party sounds great.
Right. He films it, and the cops come, and the cops bust the house, and some of the kids get arrested, but a lot of the kids don't, because they fled and escaped. So then Showa Time puts out this music video, and tons of kids lost their scholarships to college because they were featured in this. And Showa Time got a scholarship, I am not making this up, to a music college because they liked this music video and his production skills so much. Now we're going to treat you to Showa Time All Night. Now, seriously, I'd like to narrate what you're saying, because there's some pretty questionable lyrics in this.
Okay. Show at times, all night, directed by Sick Vic.
Ah,
you
Sick
follow
Vic.
Him at Show at Time. That's S-H-O-A. And by the way, I don't know if this kid knows what a Showa is.
He absolutely does not.
Okay, because the Showa, in Hebrew, means the Holocaust.
Yes.
You know that?
Yes, I did know that. I don't think that's what he's referring to. I think he just means, like, I'm a shower.
I assume he doesn't mean that either.
I'm peacocking, not I'm really sympathetic to the plight of the Jewish people.
I'm just saying the 1985 film Showa from director Claude Lanzmann, who he made 11 years on this Holocaust documentary. Anyway, let's go back. Let's not talk about the Peabody Award-winning documentary Showa. Let's talk about the scholarship losing video Showa Time.
A bunch of people got kicked out of college for this.
All right, watching it. Okay. He says the N-word, and then he wants us
he
to roll
one.
He is
an African-American.
I'm just saying. Look, he's like, okay, two girls full-on kissing, and then one of the girls blows marijuana smoke right into the camera lens.
We got that loud one. Roll one. We got rounds of that good shit, so pour one. They
oh
my
God, there's
real.
A girl wearing crucifix earrings and so pouring vodka directly in her mouth.
Out all night. We got also that loud pack, so roll one. We got bottles of that good shit, so pour one. Just stay on my left, real, stay on my right. We just spoke till we lose our breath, we got chilling ball out all night.
There's so many girls kissing in slow motion in this video.
Isn't it weirdly good produced?
Yes! It has vignetting. It has really great exposure.
18, I'm grown as fuck.
It's perfectly white balanced to this talent. They made all the female talent look pretty good because these are clearly girls that just are at a party, but they're made up. They made them look. I mean, I gotta say, this production value is fantastic. I'm not even kidding.
We bowed it. We win it. And we win it.
And the other thing I have to say is, I feel like it's pretty inclusive because not every girl featured in this video is like a 90-pound model. It's like,
oh yeah, nothing more inclusive than the lyrics, "My bitch Asian like tofu."
Oh no! Wait, what?
Oh wait, we're not at that part yet.
I haven't been listening to the lyrics at all. This has 30,000 views and is responsible for hundreds of dead careers, show at times all night. Wow! So many girls smoking pot directly into the camera. Bottles of Ciroc are everywhere. Oh!
Where do these kids get Ciroc?
A bunch of girls are shotgunning weed smoke into each other's mouths.
It's coming up.
Okay.
My bitch's Asian like tofu.
I don't. Oh, no. I paused it. I gotta stop it. That's not what he said. He said my B word is Asian like Thai food.
No, he said tofu.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm looking at the lyrics to Showa Times all night.
I'm the one that's listened to this upwards of 100 times.
I think it's like Thai food. All right, hold on. Showa Time all night lyrics.
With this video. Please just go watch it. It's really good.
Okay, I'm looking up the lyrics on his SoundCloud. Showa Time all night. Okay, all right. There are no lyrics here, but according to the metadata for this, it's the first single off the mixtape. It's a club banger. And the hashtag, the metadata tags include roll one, pour, roll one, all night, pour one, Showa Time, Showa Time.
We got O's of that good shit, so word I can't say, pour one.
And user roll_it_up says it's fire.
Oh, and the comments of the YouTube video are really good. It's all about the kids that got kicked out of college.
Okay, here we go. We have a kid writing,
"The town is Hazleton."
Yes, it does. I didn't want to say that, but
they're gonna. We said the guy's real name.
Okay, that is true. Jonathan Matza writes, "Aside from the fact that the rap song is completely ridiculous, having drugs and alcohol are two bad elements to have already." Oh, sorry, I said it wrong. Having drugs and alcohol are two bad elements to have already, let alone with underaged minors. Let's see.
A little redundant, but okay.
Yeah, I know. But Dirty Money Gucci responds, keep hating, y'all. Just show and show us some confidence to keep going. Hater, be his motivators. Fuck y'all. And then a word I can't say.
Hazleton wasn't bad before. Shit generated into what it is now, but that's true. It isn't all Hazleton. It's the douchebags that go around shooting and robbing people. I hate to be a Hazleton cop. Someone just commented, bang.
Oh my goodness. Keep doing this. Keep doing your thing, Showa, says Diana Lissette. Killed the shit out of this.
You can't structure a sentence, let alone an argument.
Kelly Elizabeth Bridget Monahan, though, writes that I'm a musician myself. I have many friends in the music business. There are definitely better ways to get to the top than filming a banging party full of club bangers, fire tracks, and rolling one.
Philly boy is really down for show of time. He says, he's from Hazleton, PA. It's all gangsta down there.
H-Town represent, West Side, yo, says the lethal hobo. Okay, well, I forget what this question was.
I don't remember. Pour one!
But the important thing is, you gotta pour one. You gotta
O's in the loud pack, so roll one.
Gotta roll one and try to date a woman who's as Asian as...
I believe is tofu, but as serious as his Thai food.
You know what? I shouldn't be fronting on your scene. You say it's tofu, I believe you.
I really do think it's tofu. I would love to know where these kids got Ciroc. That's hundreds of dollars worth of Ciroc they're drinking in that video.
There is a scene where a kid is just holding four high-class, high-shelf bottles of liquor, like a big bottle of Bombay Sapphire, a bottle of Ciroc. These kids have better taste in alcohol than we do.
They really made an investment on this music video.
Apparently it paid off. All right. Speaking of paying off. Let's hope this next voicemail pays off. That's a segue.
But
Yes, hi, good afternoon. This is Reg from Classic Flip Care Bone Department. Trying to get on hold with Asterius A. Coquinos.
Oh,
Asterius, if you can call me back at 818-665-3177. I'm happy to assist you in discussing things and other options in case you need an arrangement. I'll just go into wait for your call. Thank you. Have a great one. You take care.
All right, well, let's hear this next one.
Hey, Asterios. Just listened to the new episode of ACAC.
Nice.
Finally also got my Indian roommate to start listening to your podcast.
Oh, it's racist to point out that he's Indian.
We love Indians.
That the episode that got him to start listening on it is when you started to be really racist against all of India. That was pretty cool of you.
Oh, wait, I'm going to pause. Oh, the voicemail stopped!
Wait, when were we racist against India?
Look, one of us, I don't remember who... One of us might have said that they worship cows or something like gods.
Oh, yeah, you said that...
One of us...
It was hilarious that McDonald's made them eat their god or something.
I don't remember. Look, let's just finish this voicemail up.
Yeah, I wonder who that was.
It's just like the Krishnas, apparently, is what I got from his very long diatribe about that, who don't eat cows because they think it's sacred. Everyone else is like, you know, normal.
Hey, normal. Okay. You're the racist one here.
I want to see some liberal surrender hands.
Okay, well, first off, I'd love it if you play this for your roommate. Who? Let's not call him your Indian roommate. I'm sure he has a name.
Definitely don't say he's Asian like tofu.
Don't say that. Look, sir or madam. I don't know. I apologize.
Why would he have a female roommate?
This is progressive.
Isn't he in college?
I don't know.
They don't usually let you do that. Well, my college did.
They did?
You had to specifically ask for it, though.
Okay. Look, bottom line is, I apologize, liberal surrender hands are up.
Yeah, he is putting them up. I didn't say anything about people from the Indian Peninsula.
I'm pretty sure you said all of it, but
no,
I still apologize.
I'm pretty sure you...
I have my girlfriend. Now I'm going to rob her of her agency and her voice by apologizing on her behalf. There we go. I erased racism with sexism.
Roll on.
Oh, serious. This is Jacob calling from Colorado. Hey. I'm 16 years old, and I have trouble sitting down and doing homework and paying attention. I was wondering for any advice on how to fix this. They won't even let me do fun things with my homework, like speech and debate. They wouldn't let me use the word cuckold for a case.
What?
Anyways, thank you for advice.
The ultimate way to win any speech and debate is to accuse the other party of being a cuckold.
Thank you for that. First of all, I can tell you're going to do great on this debate team because that voice, but perfect length. just bravo, hats off. I realize I'm sounding not sincere at all.
Well, because you always do.
You're right, but I am genuinely being just perfect voicemail, Lang. Hats off to you, Colorado.
All right. So he wants to know how to focus better in school. I think, what about punishments? What if you look up like,
what if you poured seltzer water in your butt every time you did?
That's not the answer to everything. What if you, I know what to do. Ask your teachers about some of the worst students they've ever had. I bet your teacher will tell stories about like kids who are burning down schools and aren't graduating and are getting, becoming dads at age 14 and are doing that. You got to get scared straight. Do you think we could scare this kid straight?
Okay. You went a different direction with that. I love your idea. But I think the tactic you need to use here is if you get the teacher off topic enough, maybe they'll forget to assign the homework. And you've solved your problem not just for you, but for everyone.
Oh, that's fucking brilliant.
I had so many teachers like that in high school who would just go completely off the rails.
Yeah. Just talk about whatever they want.
Right.
Yeah, I love it. Figuring out what weird topic your teacher had like a pet passion for.
Right, you got to find their specific autism.
Yeah, exactly. Yes! Okay, how do we get this kid to focus up in school? Something that I do to focus up is I play video games that have like short rounds that are like turn-based. So it's like, I don't know if I've given this advice before, but it's like, I'll answer an email and then I'll play one round of FTL. And then I'll answer a direct message for someone and then I'll play one round of Into the Breach. Some sort of immediate reward system often helps me do shit I don't want to do.
I don't know. I'm the other way around. I need to save the reward until I'm actually done because I can't get focused again. Get on Adderall. That's fine.
Okay, that's actually not terrible.
Real Adderall.
Man.
Poke holes in your liver.
I want to do Adderall so bad.
Why?
Because I can't focus on anything. The only thing that has me, like, creating content full time is some guy getting me fired from my job.
Maybe you genuinely need Adderall.
I think I might. But I hear it pokes holes in your heart.
It pokes holes in your liver.
God damn, my liver's already pretty fucked.
Yeah, my liver's definitely been destroyed.
Well, what if I snort the Adderall? Let's say off of a hooker's body.
I snorted Vyvanse once and it made my nose bleed.
I'm sorry.
Or maybe my brain knew it was bleeding.
I'm so sorry. Okay. Well, we've given you a couple of ideas here, Jacob. Do a thing where you gotta reward yourself because, look, knowledge is not its own reward. Your diploma is not its own reward. Look, you gotta get a diploma because otherwise your fucking parents will judge you forever.
Right.
You don't have to go to college. And don't fall into that trap either. For Christ's sakes, I will be out of college debt when I am 40 years old, and I'm one of the lucky ones who has like very low interest rate loans.
What is your interest rate?
3%.
Really?
Yeah.
That's low.
Yeah, because I know people now that have like 11% college loan interest rates.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. It's goddamn ridiculous.
It's goddamn ridiculous.
Yeah, so, yeah, well, look, you gotta graduate from high school. On the other hand, no one. You can get away with B's and C's, right?
Not in high school, in college.
In college.
When was the last time somebody asked you for your college? Unless you wanna be a lawyer or a doctor, forget about it. Just barely, you could barely skate by in college and you will be rewarded for it.
College was a lot of fun for me. It was expensive, but it was fun. But did you have a good time in college?
That's fine.
That's okay. You poor thing.
I have.
You just, when she answered that question, she was just so sad. Did you not have fun in college?
It was fine. It wasn't particularly. I don't think it was the best, like, if a lot of people say that your college years are the best years of your life, well, if that's the truth, I might as well just off myself right now because it was fine. It just, I feel aggressively ambivalent.
Wow.
About going to college.
The college I went to was kind of like summer camp. It was like film camp. It was like 4 years ago to film camp.
Yeah, that's fun. I don't really care about my degree or anything I studied.
All right. Well, hey, maybe this next voicemail will cheer you up.
I'm ready.
Hey, Stereos, I'm calling you from work in my car. I just had a very traumatic flashback.
I saw the new episode for Serious Kill the Kid was in my feed, and it reminded me of how a while back I was trying to write like a theme song or something for your show, because I'm like, oh, I could do a Pop Goes the Weasel to the Serious Kill the Kid theme. I had one made up in my head.
Be great.
I was writing lyrics for it, and I left it on my table, as you do, and my cousin showed up, and he's like, what the fuck is this? I haven't done anything musically since high school, and even then, I don't know shit. So it's like the scribblings of a madman, and I'm just perpetually fucking embarrassed about it. So thank you for that. Go fuck yourself, buddy.
How? Why are you thanking us because you fucked up and left your...
hopes and dreams out on the kitchen table.
You left your weird, what's it called when a character TV show puts string?
I don't know, evidence board?
Yeah, you're crazy. String board, out. I think we've got very limited liability here.
I'm gonna take a different take on this. Your cousin sucks.
Yeah, your cousin does suck.
You're like, I don't know what your cousin's doing at your house when you're not there. I think he's got one of these fucking Uncle Buck style situations where he's just got like some sort of layabout and like kind of shiftless, swinging from job to job cousin. You're gonna let this guy judge you? You have a job and a car. I know that because you called me from your car outside your job.
Yeah.
What's your cousin doing all day?
I bet not writing theme songs.
Yeah. You listen here, guy who says he's traumatized. We want that theme song. And whatever it is, we will use it, maybe only one time because it sucks, but we'll use it once.
Yeah, that's your first adult lesson is not everything is worth pursuing, but we'll use it one time.
Yeah, exactly. Look, we'll use it once. Send us a theme song, and you tell your cousin to go fuck him or herself.
Yeah, and then fuck your cousin.
Yeah, then have sex with them.
Have sex with, wait, how closely related are you two?
Are you?
What does it mean when someone says that their cousin is X times removed?
I don't know. That's a weird path you gotta go down when you start figuring out, like, look, my parents tell me someone's my cousin. I assume that means don't fuck them.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck anyone I'm related to either.
Yeah, I'm not doing any digging. I'm not going to be like, maybe there's a secret bylaw that says this. No,
I didn't ask if you would fuck your once removed cousin. I asked literally just what the word means.
But the only reason anyone would look into, like, what is once removed? What is twice removed? Is they're looking for some sort of sliver they can stick in.
What the fuck are you talking about? You looked up Shoa. And I'm sure you don't want to kill people of the Abrahamic faith.
I sure don't. Oh, okay. I'll look up cousins twice removed or whatever. All right, hold on. Cousin twice removed. Okay. Meaning? The words once removed means that there is a difference of one generation. Twice removed means there's a two-generation difference.
What do you mean?
You are two generations younger than a first cousin of your grandmother. So you and your grandmother's first cousin are first cousins twice removed.
Oh, I thought it meant you had to get divorced and then remarry.
What the fuck are you? What? What did you think?
So my aunt has a kid. That's my cousin.
Okay. Right?
Then my aunt divorces her husband. And now my cousin is removed. And then my aunt gets married again to the same dude. And now is my cousin again.
I'm going to play the next voicemail. That's not what this means.
I'm hungry.
Okay, hold on.
The legal lawsuit and warrant for your arrest has been procured under your name. Call us back immediately before we take any
action. Oh, God. Another one? Oh, my God. This is the second time.
You can reach us at 346.
Call them back immediately. What are you doing?
I tried to call before.
0 0 I'm going to call them on my phone.
I repeat, 346-600-8827.
346-600-8827.
346, what?
600-8827. I'm going to call them right now.
Yeah, please
there's a warrant out for my arrest.
Yeah, you need to call them back.
God damn it. I can't even blame this one on Maddox. This one's on me.
Yeah.
I mean, I could probably find a way to blame it on Maddox if I tried, but I'm not going to. I mean, look, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be behind on my taxes because I wouldn't be so stressed out. There you go. All right, guys. I'm glad. I got it. I got there.
You did it.
I did it. We did it, Reddit. All right.
Did you call them?
I'm calling them right now. Call failed to connect because the number was busy? God damn it. The IRS is so
The IRS should have more than one phone line.
Yeah, I mean, but budget cuts, you know? Times are tough. Deficits.
That's why they need so many iTunes gift cards.
I know. All right, well, let's listen to this next voicemail.
So de servicio público urgente. De acuerdo con nuestros registros, usted es elegible para una mejora de hogar sin dinero de bolsillo, que le da $1,000 adicionales por mes en ingresos. Presione uno ahora para calificación final. Esta es nuestra última confirmación para contactarlo.
This is literally the IRS
si quiere que lo retiren de la lista.
Sí, es muy serios. ¡Ay, Dios! ¡Qué lástima!
¡Qué malo!
Okay. All right, next voicemail.
Sales call. Recently, we received information regarding your request for help with your chronic pain. If you have Medicare or private insurance, you may qualify for a medical grade back or knee brace that may be covered by your insurance.
All right, knee brace,
Medicare,
required.
To see if you qualify for chronic pain relief, press 1 now. To be placed on our do not call list, press 2.
I eat ass with my knees.
All right. Hopefully this last voicemail is a voicemail.
Yeah, that didn't sound like a kid.
No, none of these have sounded like, okay, this one's a minute and 56 seconds long. No matter what, this is our last voicemail.
God, okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. First off, why does this thing ring like 6 times if it's only for voicemail?
I don't
voicemail?
Know. Why did you talk for
2 minutes?
Hey, 2 minutes.
I was listening to the podcast. The pork chatter, first off, no, I had never clued it on why it was pork chatter, so episode 8, yes, thank you for explaining it, I finally caught on. But as you were talking about the microplaning face fucked up shit, I just wanted to call in because I was driving when it happened, and I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating, as you were looking for a name, I just started screaming to myself, in my car, just face off, face off! And I almost swerved off the road, and I thought that was noteworthy.
It's not.
Fascinating.
But the real reason I'm calling.
Yeah, thank you for
is
including
I think
that.
I know what happened to Tollard.
What happened to Tollard?
And why that dude had 3 giant porgs. Now, there's, with people who have weird fetishes, some of them, for example, they like to, you know, just jerk off on shoes, and they have, like, weird foot fetishes, and then they'll get rid of the shoes. They'll go up, they'll buy, like, a $200 pair of shoes, because it's extra pretty, and then they'll. They'll fuck it.
They're
you know,
attracted
just
to the
come
shoes,
over it, and then out of shame, they're just going to destroy them or like hide them away in the closet.
Okay.
So what I suspect happened is this dude or couple, who knows? Maybe that's their thing. They went to town on the giant porg. You know, banged its feet a couple times, hence the stains, and you know, put out cigarettes on it and stuff. Because well, they're fucking a giant porg, so I mean. I don't need to explain anything there.
I feel like you need a
and
citation
then
there.
They were so ashamed of themselves, they tucked it away and they had to get a new one. And so the cycle started all over again. So you're welcome for solving that. And enjoy Tollard.
Enjoy Tollard. Okay, caller, I've got a couple of discrepancies with your call-in. First of all, thank you very much for including the minute-long story with no relevance. It was truly fascinating. Second of all, thank you for listening to Pork Chatter. We really do appreciate you. Third of all, the stains on Tollard's feet are actually black. So unless there is something real weird going on there in the... And buddy, if the dude that sold the pork to me is listening to this and this kid has it right, you get that checked out because you got an infection, bro.
What if his you-know-what bleaches stuff?
Is cum bleach stuff?
I'm not going to say bleach is... Here's what I'll say. Sometimes certain towels, if substances get spilled onto them, there's evidence left on the towel, even after you wash it.
Vaginas do that.
Yes.
Because if you've ever looked in the crotch area of a woman's panties,
right.
Sometimes it'll be a little bit bleached because our vaginas
are
so acidic. Yeah.
And the reason they're acidic is to stop babies from happening. Because it's like the only the strong survive.
What?
You didn't know that?
I don't think you know how vaginas work.
Here's how they work. Let me mansplain your own anatomy.
Please, go ahead.
Okay, so let's say a dude gifts.
Actually, you keep talking. I'm going to draw a diagram of a vagina and we're going to label the parts right now. Okay, ready? Keep talking.
Okay.
You keep talking.
Sure, I'd love to. Let's say a dude gives his biological gift. To a woman, well, you only want the strongest of those to survive. So The acid kills the weaker ones so that only the best and brightest of the boys make it to the finish line. That is true. That's kind of the whole point of the female reproductive system, is to weed out a lot of the bad eggs, if you know what I mean. Yeah, there's some irony there. Okay, now Sriracha's back, and she's drawing some kind of horse.
Drawing a vagina.
Okay, it looks like she's drawing some kind of moose.
A vagina.
It's got big ears, and I guess this moose ate spaghetti for lunch, because there's a bunch of spaghetti in its tummy.
Okay, this is a vagina.
Okay, ready? Excellent. Huh?
I'm going to point to parts of the vagina, and you tell me what they're called.
Sure. Okay, that's the uterus.
Wrong.
Yes, it is.
Wrong.
That's the uterus.
That is the vagina.
What? Wait, what are you fucking pointing at?
Right here, this block, right here.
Okay.
Pointing right there.
Okay, that's the uterus.
No.
What's next? Next question.
Right here.
Okay, that's the labial lips.
Close, I'll give it to you. That's the vulva. It's called a vulva.
Hey, well, and a vulva is made up of two labial lips.
That is not how you pronounce that.
Okay, well, it's...
What are they?
The labia?
Yeah, well, name the two labias.
Labia majora, labia minora.
Okay, you got that one.
Yeah, you... And also, I'm not kidding, you were pointing at the uterus, but please continue.
I was not.
The uterus, a chamber that has uterine lining, where a fertilized egg can become embedded?
That is not the uterus. The vagina and the uterus are two very different things.
I'm well aware of that.
Then why did you say uterus when
because
I pointed...
Because you pointed at the... Oh, you keep going. Your drawing is shitty.
What is the... Okay, I'm going to describe. What's the thing that separates the actual uterus and the vagina called?
The cervix.
What does the cervix do?
The cervix creates a mucous membrane, aka known as cervical mucus.
Wrong.
Which, once the uterus has successfully embedded a fertilized egg within the uterine lining, stops the uterus from flushing the fertilized egg.
You think cervical mucus is made in the cervix?
Did I say that?
Yes.
Did I say that?
Yes.
I did not say that.
I said
that there is such thing as cervical mucus.
Of course, there is such thing as cervical mucus, but it's not made by the cervix.
Hey, and I didn't say that.
Yes,
labia
you did.
Minora, labia majora,
you can't
fallopian
go back
tubes,
to your...
ectopic pregnancies, uterine lining, cervix, cervical mucus. I know all the... You got to admit, I know way more about this than you thought I did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'll
exactly,
admit.
Because I'm not a fucking idiot. Now, please, why don't you... Hey, why don't you talk about the fallopian tubes, which you drew over there,
what
huh?
What does the fallopian tubes do?
The fallopian tubes are a channel that carries unfertilized eggs from your ovaries to your uterus.
I probably could not name the parts of a penis.
Well?
I know most of that.
Yeah, hold on. Let me draw the penis, honey, there, little smart girl.
No, why don't you pull up a diagram of a penis, and then all... BuzzFeed must have a quiz for this. Yeah, let's take a penis quiz.
No, just give me the fucking thing, and I'll...
No, I'm going to find the BuzzFeed version, because I don't trust your drawing.
Oh, yeah, because your drawing was perfect.
I'm a beautiful artist.
All right, listen. I'm ending this episode.
BuzzFeed. No, they want to know how much I know about cocks.
No.
BuzzFeed.
Okay.
Label.
Sriracha?
Yes.
Do me a favor. Make eye contact with me and stop texting on your phone for 1 second. Some sort of BuzzFeed quiz, that's going to be boring. Now, here's what I'm going to do for you.
Okay.
I'm going to name parts of the penis. You tell me if they're real or made up.
Oh, okay. I could do that.
Okay. Excellent.
Do-do-do.
The truncus.
Fake.
All right. Very good. That was fake. Perineum.
Very real.
Very good. Vas deferens.
Very real.
Okay. The Cowper's gland.
Fake.
No, the Cowper's gland
really?
Is real.
Wait, seriously?
I am so sorry. The Cowper's gland is a small little zone that's on the male prostate, which is real. And when you touch it, it's the male G-spot. It's
Did
the Cowper's gland.
Did you say
gland.
That male prostates are real?
That has been... A stereos kills a kid.
I'm sorry.
You what? Lose. Wait, what?
Wait, you're saying that the prostate is real?
Yeah.
I thought that was a myth, like a G-spot. Also, men can't orgasm. They say, people have told me that you can, but I think it's pee.
Patreon.com/stereos is a great way to support this show. When you join patreon.com/stereos, you get early episodes, days early, sometimes weeks early, bonus episodes. And here's something I want to start doing with our podcast. I want to start thanking random patrons.
Okay.
You know, is it because they're like our fucking sponsors? So I'd like to thank 10 p.m. Agenda.
I love you, 10 p.m. Agenda.
I'd like to thank 5 Minutes of Mystery.
I love you, 5 Minutes of Mystery. Are you just going down the list of the
first it's in alphabetical order. And Aaron B.
I love you, Aaron B.
Thank you all for supporting us. Look, this is how we pay our rent. This is how I pay my health insurance. This is Sriracha gets a percentage of the Patreon every month. This is how she gets paid. So it's really nice of you to back us up and to help us out.
Hi.
I think that might be about it.
What does the vast deference do?
What doesn't it do?
No, for real.
The vast deference is where the sperm go to work out so they get strong, so they can punch through the cervical mucus and make it to the promised land known as the uterus.
I feel like you're memeing, but that might actually... I feel like the vas deferens is the channel that's... Because I know the vas deferens, men have it and women don't. So the only reason that you would have it and we don't is if it had to do with sperms.
Everything about the penis has to do with sperms,
that's
baby.
That's true, not the urethra.
Where do you think the sperms go through?
Yeah, but you also pee from there.
Oh, and
women have urethras.
All... What?
Women have urethras. Ours are very short.
I'm John Stout. Just trying to wrap up the episode. Just trying to wrap it on up.
Peritoneum is the area commonly referred to as the taint.
I'll tell you what. You clearly have a lot you want to say about the penis and the vagina.
What are the three bones in your ear? Maybe I don't know that one.
The cochlea, the cochlea minor, and the cochlea major.
And those are not bones. They're three tiny, teeny tiny little bones. They're in your eardrum. What are they?
I don't know. I never claimed any of the ears.
It's the anvil, the hammer, and I don't remember what the last one is.
Okay, great. Great job. You can go to StereosKillsAKid.com.
To learn more about your ears.
Go to StereosKillsAKid.com. If you are a teenager, you can write us an email to get some advice, or you can leave us a voicemail. If you want some advice, you can, of course, you call 347-705-7617. That number, once again, 347-705-7617. Sriracha, thank you for helping kids today. You're a real hero.
I love kids.
Okay. I'm going to say that a little less creepy.
I
want to
put
time.
Them all
Moving
in
up.
A stroller.
You want to what?
I want to put them all in a stroller.
Okay.
Walk around with them.
Way to go. All right, good. Nice
kids
pivot.
Kids need to be taken out for air at least once a year.
That's at least. At the very least, yes. Okay.
Don't get crazy.
We'll see you next time, and don't die, kids.
Put your kids outside. Just let them go.
I tried lube, but I failed.
Oh, you didn't, Mama, you didn't.
Don't try to pay me back, Sonny. I forgive you. So what if you're an ingrate? So long as you're happy.
I don't want to be happy.
Don't feel guilty. Just make believe I'm an old used car. Junk me. Leave me in the gutter.
I'll never leave you, never.
You heard him. You're a witness.
I promise, Mama. I never broke a promise to my mama.
Good boy.
Why can't they be like Albert?
Perfect in every way.
What's the matter with kids?
Yeah, what's the matter with kids?
Nothing's the matter with kids today.